To begin, close your eyes and bring your loving awareness to your breath. Notice the steady rise and fall of your breath as you breathe in and out. It's just so easy and effortless. You don't need to do anything or change it or fix it or help it in any way. The breath naturally and effortlessly knows just what to do. And so just continue to breathe in and out. And as you do so, I'd like you to imagine, sense, feel, or otherwise know that you are sitting on a bench in a beautiful, secluded garden. This garden is lush with flowers. The bright sun overhead warms your face to the perfect temperature. You can hear the soft hum of bumblebees off in the distance, and birds chirping and singing from the trees overhead. Every now and then, a lovely breeze softly caresses your skin and brings with it the lovely fragrance of flowers from the garden. You feel at peace and at ease here. And so you spend a few moments soaking it all in. As you sigh in contentment, you notice your inner child joins you on the bench. You are excited to see your inner child because you both are about to embark on a new journey together. A journey that will rewrite your history in a way that is deeply healing and empowering. Reach out and hold your inner child's hand and give her or him a hug. Let your inner child know you are here to support and protect them. And when you're ready, I invite you both to bring to mind an experience from your past with a parent or guardian that may have caused you to feel hurt or scared. Trust your mind to take you to the event that is most in need of healing today. You don't have to remember it in great detail. Just allow a general awareness of it to surface. Now ask your inner child the following questions. How did this experience make you feel? Because of this experience, what did you come to believe about life? About yourself? How has this belief affected the rest of your life? Are there things your adult self does or doesn't do because of that experience? Now I'd like you to know that that experience, it wasn't your fault. You were a beautiful, innocent little child. You did nothing wrong. A healthy parent or guardian loves, nurtures, and protects their child. If this wasn't your experience, it's time to change it. And so let's do that now. If you were to imagine the best, most loving, nurturing, and wise parent in the world, who would that be? Who is the best, most loving, nurturing, and wise parent that you can imagine? This can be a person you know. It can be an angel, Jesus, Buddha, a beloved spirit guide, or something else. Who would you choose to be your new parent? Now, with this parent firmly in your mind, I invite you to reimagine that same earlier experience. Only this time with your new parent. When the experience happens, what does your new parent do? What does your new parent say to you? How do they set healthy limits in a loving manner? Do they affirm your worthiness? How do they nurture you? How do they express their all-encompassing, unconditional love? Allow yourself to soak in this new experience. Next, I'd like you to reimagine your life having grown up with this new parent. how would things have been different as a child? How would things have been different as an adolescent? With your new parent, how would life as a teenager have been? As a young adult? And how would you be different today? If you'd like, you can now let the old story go. You can keep the lessons and any cherished memories, but you can just let all the rest of it go. Imagine putting all those old memories in a colored balloon and then just let the balloon go. Watch it float up into the sky, higher and higher. It goes so high until it pops into a million bits of flickering lights, gently floating down and down until the bits of light just fade away and disappear. From here on out, you have a new parent. And you can turn to this loving and wise parent anytime you need love, wisdom, or support. This loving parent is always with you, and you can call on them anytime. If you'd like, you can hug your new parent and thank them for their love and support. And now, on the count of five, it will be time to return back up the stairs, back to conscious awareness. One, feeling more love and empowered. Two, feeling deeply connected. Three, feeling more awake and energized. Four, wiggling your fingers and toes and stretching a bit. Five, eyes wide open, feeling born anew and ready to live your best day ever.